Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders have relatively few remaining differences in this year's budget, though ironing out all of the details will likely now prevent passage of the spending plan until later next week. The state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, who's been at odds with Governor Cuomo over pension reform, praised the governor and lawmakers for being conservative in their revenue estimates and prudent so far in their spending plans.
The key admonition we've been making consistently is that we're still in a very fragile economic recovery, and we need to be conservative in our revenue estimates. So we don't see the gimmicks that we've seen in past years. That's good.
The controller does take issue, though, with the governor's proposal to eliminate pre-audits that his office conducts on some state contracts.
It does take away the opportunity for our office to look out for the taxpayer interest and the best value for the state.
The state controller has largely sided with the unions in the fight over a pension reform package. It was approved in an all-night session on March 15th. DiNapoli said the plan, which requires future public employees to pay more towards their pensions and receive less in return, won't save state and local governments much money in the short run. But the controller, who says he was not consulted during the negotiations, says now that the law has been enacted, his office will do its job and implement it. But he says he questions the claims by Cuomo and lawmakers that the new pension tier will save $80 billion in future decades, saying there are a lot of ifs in that assumption.
One of the key drivers of all this will be how soon a significant number of employees in the base are in the new tier. So, you know, certainly given how tight budgets are today and for the foreseeable future, I don't think you'll see a robust hiring season for a while.
DiNapoli says he is pleased that Cuomo's proposal to offer the option of 401k-type plans for all new hires was ultimately dropped. Only non-union employees who make more than $70,000 a year will now be eligible for the 401k option. Unions continue to express their displeasure. On Monday, the largest public workers union, the CSCA, suspended all political endorsements and campaign contributions over the pension package, saying lawmakers traded the retirement security of future workers in exchange for new district lines, which were also passed in the middle of the night session. On Tuesday, the teachers union, New York State United Teachers, also held a rally. NYSUT President Dick Iannuzzi would not rule out refraining from endorsements for incumbent lawmakers in November, but he says the board and members have their own decision-making process that won't conclude until August. He predicts, though, that the passage of the pension changes will be a factor.
Are they going to be heavily influenced by what happened this week and last week and what they hope to happen in the next couple of days? Absolutely. Probably more so than anything else in the 2 years.
The teachers' union president says he's willing, though, to give legislators a second chance and will also be evaluating them after the state budget is finished. Iannuzzi says he is pleased that Governor Cuomo has signaled he's willing to give up on a key budget provision that teachers and many lawmakers have opposed. The governor had wanted to reserve $250 million of promised new school aid for competitive grants. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and other lawmakers thought the money should go directly to the state's poorest schools instead. Iannuzzi says he's relieved that the governor now seems willing to go along with that change.
I think he's making a wise decision in terms of where everybody else already is.
But it's likely to be a while yet before the spending plan is finished. Budget conference committees were postponed for yet another day as legislators deliberated in private. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.